What a joy to be with you this morning.
今天早上跟大家在一起是何等喜乐的事情。
So we have sung the hymns to praise the Lord.
我们在一起来敬拜神。
We have the communion to remember the Lord.
我们一起来领受圣餐来纪念神。
Now it's our time to study the word to glorify God.
现在呢是我们来学习神的话语的时间来荣耀他。
So if you have your Bible with you, please turn with me to Matthew 28.
如果你有你的圣经在手边，请打开马太福音二十八章。
So Brother Ken has already read it for us.
Ken 弟兄已经跟我们念了经文。
But I'm going to read it again so that it's set in your mind as we study them together.
我打算呢再念一次，以至于呢你们印象深刻。
So Chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章
，verse 18 reads，
十八到二十节。
So and Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age.
马太福音二十八章十八到二十节，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。”我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Thus reads the word of the living God.
这是神的话。
So Father, as we come to you in Jesus' name, as we come to your word, we pray that your Spirit be with us, guide us and encourage us, sanctify us with your word, and with your mercy and goodness, we pray that we might be increasingly conformed to your beloved Son.And in whose name we pray. Amen.
天父，我们奉主耶稣的名来研读你的话语，我们祷告，圣灵与我们同在，带领我们，鼓励我们，洁净，用你的话语来洁净我们。因着你的怜悯和良善，我们祷告，我们可以一天一天更像你的爱子耶稣。我们这样的祷告是奉他的名。
So in the occasion like this, when we gather together as a church family,
在我们像今天这样的一个机会，我们大家一起的来聚集在一起的时候
，So it is good and important for us to assess what we are doing.
这是一个很好的机会，也是很重要的事情，就是我们来评估一下，我们来检视一下我们正在做的事情。
And at the same time to consider or reflect on why and how we are doing what we're doing.
同时呢，我们也来好好的思考一下，我们为什么。这样我们做我们现在做的事情，而且我们是怎么样做的。
So for this, I looked up our constitution.
所以呢，我就看了一下我们教会的章程。
So the section 1.2 in our constitution says this.
在我们章程的第一章的第一条的第二节。
So the purpose of this church is to seek to fulfill our Lord's commission given in Matthew 28:19 and 20.
在那里呢是这样说，说我们这个教会寻求实践在马太福音二十八章十九到二十节里面的大使命。
So the passage referred to in the Constitution is no stranger to us.
这一段经文呢其实对我们来并不陌生。
So it is commonly known to us as the Great Commission.
我们知道呢它就叫做大使命。
So in this word, Jesus gives the church a mandate.
在这段经文里面呢，主耶稣给教会呢一个使命。
Or you can call it a marching order.
一个命令。
So to for disciples to go and make disciples.
就是让他的门徒去使万民做他的门徒。
But before we go further, we want to understand under what circumstances is it given.
当我们继续下去之前呢，我们要来了解一下当时这个命令是在什么样一种情况下给出来的。
So if you are familiar with the Gospel of Matthew.
如果你熟悉马太福音
We know that the Jesus before his ascension directed his disciples to meet him in Galilee.
在马太福音 主耶稣在那个时候呢，他要被钉到十字架。
So now he asked his disciples to meet him in Galilee.
他给出他的门徒指令。
So and before and then the gospels that tells us. The gospel tells us. So the disciples, 11 disciples went up to Galilee.
他们十一个门徒呢去到了加利利。
So that was the when the setting when Jesus gave them this great commission.
就是在那个时候，主耶稣给了他们这个命令。
If you know the Bible, it says some worshipped him.
他如果你熟悉圣经的话，他们说他们敬拜他。
And some doubtful.
他们有一些呢，他们很怀疑。
So as Jesus knows everything,
主耶稣当然知道这一切。
It knows their heart.
也知道他们的怀疑。
So he stepped forward.
他就出来提供他的帮助。
So he came to them.
他来到他们，就近他们。
So he gave them this great commission.
他给他们这个大使命。
So you could say the disciples are in a very despair situation.
他们当时呢是在一个非常的糟糕的一个状况之下。
Because their master was crucified.
因为他们的主呢被钉十字架了。
So their hope disappeared.
他们的希望呢也消失了。
Because they were very hopeful this Messiah, the Jesus Christ, would deliver them from Roman control.
因为他们原来相信呢，他们这个弥赛亚呢会带领他们脱离罗马的。
Would give them a land and a prosperity.
还有呢，要给他们一片土地，让他们繁荣昌盛起来。
But now this Messiah has been crucified as a criminal on the cross.
但是呢，现在呢，这位弥赛亚呢被钉到十字架上，
当作
罪犯被钉上去。
What now?
那怎么办呢？现在
Where's the hope?
希望在哪里呢
？So Jesus knows them.
主耶稣知道这些。
So gave them this very simple and straightforward commission.
他给了他们这个非常简单也非常直接的一个命令。
So go and make disciples.
去使万民做我的门徒。
But brothers and sisters, think about it.
但是呢，大家可以想象一下。
So we as a church or an individual.
我们作为个人 和整个教会
So either knowingly or unknowingly
我们有意识或者无意识的
Have somehow replaced this call to the mission With a preoccupation for maintenance
我们或多或少的专注于维持现状而代替了这个呼召
So we are happy with where we are
我们很开心 我们对现状很满足
So the desire to fulfill the Great Commission has somehow been submerged under the desire to live in a very comfortable church life.
我们去传福音的这个想法，这个愿望呢，好像被埋在了我们舒服的在一群人当中的这样一个状况。
So we are like-minded people gathered together.
我们在这里呢，都是一群想法一致的人。
So we believe the same gospel.
我们相信同样的福音。
So we have a weekly Bible together.
我们
Bible study together.
我们定期的来参加查经。
So I know almost everyone in the church.
我想呢，每个人在教会里面每个人。
I know exactly where I'm going to sit in the pew.
你大概坐在什么地方也是固定的。
I even know who is going to sit next to me.
你也可能知道，就旁边该会坐什么人，你也知道。
And if I need it, I can slip out without anybody notice.
你还可以有时候呢溜出去，别人也不会注意到。
There's really nothing inconvenient to me at the church.
在这里的一切呢，我们都觉得很方便。
But think about it.
但是呢，想一想。
It seems we have forgotten the very thing Jesus has called us to do.
好像我们忘却了主耶稣，我们的主要我们
做的事情。The Great Commission.
就是大使命。
Why? Why so?
为什么
？Why? I think one of the reasons.
因为我想呢，其中一个原因是。
Is that we have lost sight of the greatness of this Great Commission.
我们可能忘记了这个大使命的伟大之处。
So this morning.
所以今天早上。
So in the next hour and a half.
在接下来的一个半小时里
，I'm going to lay three things in your heart.
我就想深深的把这个放在你的心里。
The three aspects of the greatness of this great commission.
这个大使命的三个伟大之处。
So the first one is the great claim.
第一个呢是伟大的宣告。
In verse 18.
是在第十八节里面的。
So the second is the great command.
是伟大的宣告。
The second one is the great command.
第二条呢是伟大的命令。
So in verse 19 and the first half of verse 20.
是在十九节和二十节的上半段。
And thirdly, the great comfort.
第三个呢是大的安慰。
In the last section of the verse 20.
是下半二十节的下半段。
So first, let's look at the great claim.
首先呢，让我们来看伟大的宣告。
So if you think about those to whom Jesus was speaking to.
主耶稣呢，来到那里跟他们说。
You know, it's a small group of disciples.
这一群呢，是一小小的一群人。
But they are fishermen from Galilee and ordinary people.
他们是加利利的渔夫和其他和普通的人。
They have no college degrees.
他们没有受过什么教育。
They have no prestige.
他们也没有什么声望。
They have no money.
他们也没有什么钱。
They have no means.
也没有什么办法。
But what if Jesus says, "So I want you to evangelize to all the nations"?
但是呢，主耶稣对他们说，我要你去，我们要，我要你们去向万民传福音。
What do you think they will say?
他们会怎么想呢？他们会。
They obviously will say, "How, Master?"
他们肯定会说怎么传呢？
How can we do that?
怎么我们怎么可能做到呢？
So Jesus knows their hearts.
主耶稣知道他们所想。
So he steps forward.
所以呢，他就来提供帮助。
He draws himself near.
他亲近他们。
And offer them this great claim before give them the command.
在给他们命令之前呢，他做了一个伟大的宣告。
So you can imagine the disciples who knows Jesus.
他们。他知道这些门徒。
And all doubt has been eliminated once Jesus has spoken to them these words.
他们呢也知，所有的他们的怀疑呢都被主耶稣所说的话消除了。
So this is a great claim.
这是一个伟大的。
So this claim it was he once prayed for in the Gospel of John. If you know Gospel of John chapter 17.
你如果知道的话呢，是在约翰福音的第十七章呢，他那里的一个祷告呢，在这里应验。
So Jesus says this.
在那里，主耶稣说。
So Father, the hour has come.
父啊，时候到了。
So glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you.
愿你荣耀你的儿子，使你的儿子也荣耀你。
Since you have given him authority over all flesh.
正如你。曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的。
So we know that his prayer has been answered.
所以呢，在这里呢，他的祷告呢成就。
So the humiliation of the son is now over.
这个子作为儿子的那个谦卑的儿子呢，已经结束了。
And mocking no more.
没有再没有嘲笑了。
And now he is to be highly exalted.
在这里呢，他要被高举。
And glorified.
被荣耀。
And also, if you look at the Old Testament.
如果你看旧约的话，
so the prophecies of the Old Testament has been proven true here.
在旧约里面的预言呢，在这里呢实现了。
And look at the book of Daniel.
如果你看但以理书，
Daniel chapter 7 verse 13.
第七章的第十三节。
And the prophet says this.
先知说，
I saw in the night visions.
我在夜间的异象中观看。
And behold, with the clouds of heaven.
见有一位。像人子的。
There came one like a son of man.
驾着天云而来。
He came to the Ancient of Days.
被领到亘古常在者面前。
And was presented before him.
得了权柄荣耀。
And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom.
国度。
And all people, nations and languages should serve him.
使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。
And his dominion is an everlasting dominion.
他的权柄是永远的。
Which should not pass away.
不能废去。
And his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed.
他的国必不败坏。
So this is the Jesus.
所以这说的就是耶稣。
The Son of Man.
而人子。
He declares his authority.
他宣告了他的权柄。
And he makes a great claim about what he has.
他宣告了他所有的。
It's all authority in heaven and on earth.
那就是天上地下所有的权柄。
And you may have a question, why now? You may have a question, why now the authority has been given to him? So, and also know that this is not the power that set the Son in its place.
请注意，这里说的权柄呢，还不是能力，就是那个把太阳安置在天上。
So we're talking about the creation power.
并不光光是那个创造的能力。
Here is not the power that puts stars in the heavens.
并不是把星宿铺张在苍天的能力。
And this is not the power to direct the winds or move the mountains.
也不是那个使指导风朝哪个方向吹，或者
This is not the power to tell the birds to fly or frogs to jump.
也不是使鸟飞，使
So brother and sister, this is the power to direct your life.
这个是一个能力，是使你的，是引导你的生命的能力。
So this is the Lord to govern all of our lives.
这个能力是所有的能力。
So in our evangelism.
在我们的传福音的时候。
So very often I heard people ask people, do you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life?
我们常常问别人说，你愿不愿意把耶稣当作你的主？
That Jesus has authority.
主耶稣有所有的权柄。
That he is the Lord of your life.
他是你生命的主。
But do you see it?
你明白吗？
So next time when you evangelize to unbelievers.
下一次当你对不信的人传福音的时候
So I want you to tell them right away Jesus is the Lord.
你应该告诉他们主耶稣就是主。
Don't prompt them to give them an option. You can or you cannot. You have a choice.
不要给他们这个选择，就是你可以认耶稣为主。
So they have no choice.
他没有选择。
They have no choice.
他们没有选择。
So if you're not a believer here this morning,
如果今天早上你还是一个未信主的人的话
And I must tell you that he is the Lord of your life.
我必须告诉你，他也是你的主。
I want you to see that right now.
我希望你现在就能明白这个。
And that you can come to him.
以至于呢，你可以来到他面前。
You can come to the throne of grace.
你来到这个恩典的宝座前。
Because Jesus died on the cross for your sin.
因为主耶稣在十字架上为你的罪而死。
So that you can be reconciled to God.
以至于你可以和神和好。
And the God gets the glory.
神可以得到荣耀。
He is the Lord of your life.
他是你生命的主。
And I pray that you can see it right now.
我祷告你可以现在就明白。
If you don't see it right now,
如果你现在不明白，
you will see it later.
你会之后你会明白的。
Because Jesus is the Lord, the one to save.
因为主耶稣现在是拯救的主。
And Jesus is also the one to judge.
主耶稣将来有一天也是审判的主。
So if you don't see it right now,
如果你今天没有认识到，
you will see it when he judges you.
你会在他审判的时候认识到。
And at that time, the name of Jesus, at his name, every knee should bow. And in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
因主耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣为主。
Yeah, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. She already translated. So brothers and sisters, with the great claim from Jesus, you should be encouraged to go out to carry out the commission.
弟兄姊妹们，有了主耶稣的宣称，你应该是被鼓励着去到世人当中传讲主耶稣是主。
But sometimes when you go out to evangelize,
当然当时有时候你当去传福音的时候，
people sometimes will reject Jesus Christ right away. So no, I don't believe that.
人们呢可能立刻就回绝，就拒绝，就说 不，我不相信。
And some of them will say, okay, I'll think about it.
有一些人呢可能说，哎，我想一想吧，考虑一下。
And some of them even say, oh, I have read Bible many times.
有一些呢甚至告诉你说，我读过圣经很多次了。
Oh, I know Jesus better than you do.
我认识主耶稣比你认识的。
But I just don't believe it.
反正我就是不相信。
But what would you do?
那你怎么办呢？
Because you don't know where this is going to lead.
你不知道接下去该怎么办了。
Guess what?
你想想，猜猜。
It doesn't matter.
没有关系。
Because Jesus is the Lord.
因为主耶稣是主。
And he has authority.
他有所有的权柄。
He did not send you out to save people.
他没有把你差派出去拯救人。
He did not give you that power.
他没有给你那个权力。
But he gave you that claim. He has all authority.
但是呢，他给了你他的宣告，就说他有所有的权柄。
So don't be discouraged.
不要灰心。
Don't be discouraged.
不要灰心。
So because all authority is in him,
因为所有的权柄都在他那里。
And because his words are true, are trustworthy,
也因为他的话是值得信任的。
So we can now move to the second greatness.
那现在呢，我们就可以看第二个 方面。
The great command.
就是伟大的使命。
The great claim says this. Go and therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
在圣经里是这样讲的，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
So you go because he has authority.
你去是因为他有所有的权柄。
You go because he commanded you to go.
你去是因为他叫你去。
Now he is the Lord.
他是主。
And you must go.
你必须去。
And you must go.
你必须去。
So your leaders of this government, of this country, this city may change.
这个国家，这个省份，这个城市的领袖可能会来了又走了。
Your pastors of this church may come and go.
你甚至这个教堂的牧师可能来了又走。
But your mission has not changed.
但是呢，这个大使命从来没有改变。
And you have the marching order from the one and only that matters.
你得到的这条命令是从最重要的那一位人那一位来的。
That is the King Jesus Christ.
这就是主耶稣。
And Jesus is the Lord.
是我们的主。
And he has told you what to do.
他告诉你怎么做。
And that's it.
就是这样。
Go and make disciples.
去使万民做我的门徒。
So if you can do it in person, that's great.
如果你亲自去做，当然很好，当面的做很好。
So if you have to do it on Zoom, do it on Zoom.
如果你要通过网络渠道来做，也可以。
So if you have to do it on the phone, pick up a phone.
如果你需要打电话来做，可以的。
I assume everyone has a phone now, right? Okay. 我想可能每个人都有
电话。
So if you have to even send a text message or handwritten letter, go do it.
如果你需要发一个短信或者是手写一封信，那你就去做。
So go and make disciples.
去使万民做门徒。
So if you look at this command in the original language,
如果你去看这段文字的原文,
I have to point this out. I tend not to talk about the original language, but here it's very important. I have to bring it out.
我当然不能去讲那个原文，但是呢，这个一点呢非常重要，我必须。
So the main verb of Jesus' command is to make disciples.
这个主耶稣所说的重点呢是使人成为门徒。
So it's not that, as the English or Chinese translation say, you go and make disciples.
在英文或者是中文的经文里面呢，是说去，然后呢使人成为门徒。
So the go in the original language is a participle.
去这个字呢，在原文里面呢，其实是个分词。
If you understand the original language, it says having gone to some place or wherever you are.
他的意思是说，不管你去哪里，或者是你已经去到哪里。
So that tells you, so wherever you are, you are sitting in the church, you are in the school, you are at the workplace, you are at home, you got to make disciples.
所以呢，他讲的就是，不管你身在哪里，你在学校也好，在家里也好，你要去使人成为门徒。
You can go across the ocean.
你可以跨过海洋。
And you can go across the country.
你可以去到别的国家。
Or you can go across the street.
你也可以去到你附近的地方。
And then you also can go across the aisle to meet someone who comes to this church for the first time.
那你也可以在教会里面跨过走廊去认识那一位第一次来教会的人。
And make his or her your first disciple.
你也可以使他成为你的第一个的门徒。
So also know that it's make disciples.
重点呢是使人成为门徒。
So Jesus did not say make converts.
主耶稣没有说是让人归信。
So in this command, Jesus did not ask you to go out to ask people to make a decision.
他没有叫你去让人做决定。
So Jesus is asking you to make disciples.
主耶稣是要你去使人成为门徒。
The disciples are those people who confess and committed.
门徒的意思就是那些人呢已经承认耶稣基督是主，而且呢他们委身。
It was Pastor Tommy said last month during the baptismal ceremony, people confess their sins and commit to the Lord Jesus Christ.
就像上个月我们有五位初信者，他们在众人面前承认主耶稣基督，而且呢委身他。
神, you also have to make disciples of all nations.
神, 耶稣要我们使万民成为他的门徒。
So in this command, we know that Jesus has been rejected by the Jews.
在这里呢，我们知道呢，主耶稣当时呢是被犹太人呢已经拒绝了。
So he asked his disciples to take the gospel to all the nations.
所以呢，他叫门徒们呢四散到万民当中去。
So in Acts 1:8, you know the very familiar passage.
在《使徒行传》的第一章的第八节呢。
So you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
在那里说，你们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And look around this church, and I praise the Lord. This church is a church of all nations.
当我来到这个教堂的时候呢，我感谢神，因为这个教堂里面呢是有来自不同的背景的民。
As you must go as the Lord has all authority to command all and each and everyone to go.
我们必须去，因为我们的主有着那个天上地下所有权柄的主呢，叫我们去。
And he has a right to stand right in front of each one of us here.
他有权利站在我们当中的每一个人的面前。
And tell us to go and make disciples of all nations.
告诉我们说，去使万民做我的门徒。
And this is his command upon you.
这是一个对你的命令。
And as one pastor pointed out, fail to obey is high treason against the heaven's king.
我们没有去遵照这个命令的话呢，其实是对我们天国君王的背叛。
And I don't care who you are and how much money you may have given to this church.
不管你是谁，不管你对这个教会奉献了多少。
Or any church.
或者你对任何教会奉献了多少。
And I don't care even how regularly you attend the church service.
你是否定期的来教会也不无关紧要。
And I don't care how faithfully you say you have lived your Christian life.
或者是你怎么样仔细的来跟随了教导来过你的生活。
And I don't even care how faithfully you preach or teach.
我也不管你是怎么样忠心的来传讲和教导神的话语。
If you are not in the Great Commission of business of making disciples, you are not right with God.
如果你没有去使万民做门徒，那你就是没有听神的话。
You would ask how to make disciples.
你会问说怎么样使人成为门徒呢？
Jesus would never just give us a command and leave us hang us dry in the air.
他没有说叫我们做一半就放在那里。
So Jesus tells us exactly how to make disciples.
他告诉我们怎么样使。
So by using two participles.
在他的句子里面有两个分词。
So Jesus gave us two particular ways to make disciples.
有两个方法。
So baptizing them and teaching them.
第一呢就是使他们受洗，第二呢就是教导他们。
So you may say, I don't think the baptism part is very important.
你也许会说，我不认为受洗的部分有多么重要。
Or I'll say you don't.
真的吗？
But why do you think Jesus put it there?
那如果不重要的话，为什么主耶稣会放在那里呢？
And who are you that you can pick and choose which part of the Bible you can trust?
你是谁可以把神的话语拿来丢弃一半？
And so you would ask, okay, does baptism save you?
你会问说，那是不是受洗能救你？
So I don't want to repeat Pastor Samson preached the last combined service.
我不想重复罗牧师上个月的讲道。
So baptism does not save you.
受洗不会拯救你。
It is the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ saves you.
是对主的信靠才能拯救你。
So then you come back and ask me why is the baptism?
所以呢，那人就会问了，那为什么要受洗呢？
So it is not because there's something special in the water up there.
并不是说那个受洗的水里面有什么神奇的。
It is because by baptism you publicly declare and show your allegiance to Jesus Christ.
是因为你靠着受洗，你公开的承认主耶稣是主，并且
you're not ashamed of Jesus Christ.
你不以耶稣为耻。
And you want the whole world to know you are the child of God now.
你想让全世界知道你是神的孩子。
So what Jesus is saying here is, don't just go out and mess people to make decisions.
主耶稣在这里说的呢是说，不要光出去。
And make sure when they come to Jesus, they will profess it publicly and clearly.
而是要确保他们承认主的时候，他们要公开的、要清楚的来承认。
And they will be baptized into a professing church.
他们靠着受洗呢，归入到教会。
And this OBC is a professing church.
像我们的教会就是一个地方的教会。
So and allow me just to point out one thing here.
请让我在这里指出一点。
So we are not trying to be legalistic.
我们并不是想要成为律法主义。
But this is a command to be baptized.
但是呢，受洗呢，确确实实是一个命令。
And if you are here and have been pondering and wondering about the baptism.
如果你在这里呢，还在那里犹豫是不是要受洗的话。
And I know some of you are.
我知道你们当中有一些人是这样子。
And pondering and wondering no longer.
不要再犹豫了。
So after this service, I will ask you and encourage you to talk to the pastors and elders here at church.
我想你们在结束今天的敬拜以后呢，应该去找牧师。
I trust they will be happy and eager to set up the baptism service for you.
我相信呢，他们会很高兴的安排受洗。
So that the church can see your faith is authentic.
所以呢，我们整个教会呢，可以看到你的信心是真实的。
And your confession is real.
你的信靠，你的认罪是真实的。
And your obedience to your Lord is very, very on full display.
那你的对神的顺服呢，也是清清楚楚的。
Some of you maybe said, "Oh, I'm willing to be baptized."
有一些人呢，可能想说我愿意被愿意。
But are you also willing to be taught?
但是呢，你是不是也愿意被教导呢
？Jesus gave us two ways to make disciples.
主耶稣谈到的使人成为门徒的两个方法
，make a holistic disciple，
成为一个完整的门徒的方法。
So baptizing them is one thing。
使人受洗这是一个。
So teaching them is the second thing。
教导他们是第二个。
So and then say, okay, what are you going to teach them？
那我教导他们什么呢
？So Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15。
保罗。使徒保罗在哥林多前书十五章里面这样说。
Chapter 15 verse 3 says this.
在十五章的第三节这样说。
For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
So this is the first importance.
这是一个最重要的事情。
So the Chinese translation may be a slightly misleading. Says the number one.
在我们中文圣经里面呢，它有一点点误导呢，它加了一个第一。
You can't find the number two, number three.
你要看到第二和第三。
You can't. You cannot find.
你不能找到第二和第三。
So that number one means the first importance.
这是非常非常重要的。
So this is basically Jesus saying you teach the new believers some fundamental Christian doctrines.
所以主耶稣要我们教导新受洗的人呢一些最基础的。
So that they can go out to preach the gospel.
以至于呢他们可以出去呢可以传讲福音。
So that they just don't go out to share their personal testimonies.
他们不仅仅出去呢只是分享他们自己的见证。
So personal testimonies are important.
自己的见证当然很重要。
Don't get me wrong.
不要误解我。
We need to share personal testimonies.
我们当然要跟人分享我们自己的见证。
But I trust that not many of us have a personal testimony like Apostle Paul.
我相信呢，我们大多数人呢的见证呢，当然都不像保罗那样的。
Even Apostle Paul had that very dramatic testimony. He preached the gospel.
虽然保罗有那样很神奇、很不一般的见证，但是呢，他传讲的是福音。
I'm sure most of you will have this experience if you go out just to share your personal testimony.
我相信呢，大多数人有这样的经历，你出去跟人分享你的见证。
Tell them what Jesus has done in your heart.
你告诉他们说，耶稣怎么样在你的心里做了多么改变的工作。
And so and your life, how your life has been changed.
然后呢，你告诉他们你的生命是怎么样被改变。
So pretty soon the unbeliever may respond, I'm so happy for you.
那对面的那个不信的人呢，会说
You found your God.
很好啊。
You found your God.
你找到了你的神。
I have the same experience.
我也有这样的经历。
The other day I went to the temple.
他也说我也找到了我的神，我是去的是那个庙里面。
So I found that during the yoga session.
我在那个做 yoga 的时候也找到我的神。
Maybe through my meditation.
或者是在我静思的时候找到。
What do you say?
那你怎么说呢
？You stuck.
你就卡在那里。
At end of conversation.
那这个谈话就进行不下去了。
And if you think about why,
你想想看为什么会这样呢
？Because you are sharing your personal experience, you're telling people what has happened in you. But Jesus tells us what we need to go out to preach, what has happened for us.
耶稣呢要我们去讲述的是 为我们发生了什么事情。
So not just something in you, but something for you.
不是我们里面发生了什么事情, 而是说什么事情为了我们的缘故而发生了。
So it is this Jesus who died on the cross for your sin.
就是我们要传讲的就是主耶稣为你的罪而死。
So it is this Jesus who is risen now.
他后来, 复活了。
And who will come back to reign on this earth.
他要回来,
and he lives and reigns in the hearts who believe him.
他活在我们信他信靠主的人的心里。
So it is this story you have to share.
你要跟别人分享的是这一个信息。
That this story can turn people's heart to Jesus.
这一个信息可以使人的心转向耶稣。
But you say, I have to tell you, it's much easier just to stand here to preach.
当然我知道我站在这里这样讲的话呢是很容易的。
It's easier said than done.
说起来呢比做起来呢容易得多。
So you know that when you try to share the gospel with your family members, you know that will be the end of your conversation.
当你在家人里面传福音的时候呢你知道呢你谈不下去。
So maybe when you go up to your colleague at school, in the workplace, or even your neighborhood, your neighbors, and share the gospel with them, you know that this may put you at odds with them.
当你跟你的同学、跟你的同事传福音的时候，和你邻居传福音的时候呢，你知道呢，你可能就卡在那里了。
And furthermore, in this society we live today, there's an ever-increasing hostility toward those who believe in Jesus Christ.
尤其是在我们今天的社会，对我们信主耶稣的人呢，是一个越来越敌意的一个环境。
But brothers and sisters, don't be discouraged.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹们，不要灰心。
And you shouldn't, quite frankly, you shouldn't be surprised.
事实上呢，你根本就不用惊奇。
Because if you are a friend of Jesus,
因为如果你是耶稣的朋友,
you are not a friend of this world.
你就不是这个世界的朋友。
So Jesus told his disciples in John 15:19,
主耶稣在约翰福音15章19节已经这样告诉门徒,
the world hates you.
世界将会恨你。
So you will ask this question.
所以呢，你就问这个问题了。
So how are you going to be motivated to go out to make disciples of all nations if the whole world hates you?
那如果全世界都恨你的话，我有什么动机，我有什么动力要去向全万民传福音呢？
And Jesus is a gracious King.
主耶稣是一个 恩典的主。
And he knows all your needs.
他知道我们需要什么。
And he has an answer for you.
他已经有答案了。
So not only does he make a great claim about the authority he has been given,
他不光呢宣告了他是怎么样的一位主。
And not only does he give you the command you must obey,
他不光光给了你必须要去服从的那个命令,
but he also gives you a promise.
他也给你了应许。
And that comes to the third greatness.
这就是第三个,
the great comfort.
伟大的安慰。
Great comfort is, behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
他说我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
This is a great comfort.
这是伟大的应许,
so when Jesus said, give them, after they give them the command, he said, behold.
他跟门徒说,你们注意。
So it's tough for Claire to translate, because in Chinese there's no behold translated. So behold in English means attention, please.
Behold 这个字其实就是要大家来注意。
It's like this.
引起注意的一个表示。
Listen up.
就是说听。
I'm not just give you that claim, I have the authority.
我不光光是给你一个宣告说,
I'm not just give you that command you have to obey.
我不光光给你一个命令你必须要遵守。
Hey, listen up.
听着。
I also have your promise for you.
我还有应许要给你。
I have assurance for you.
我要给你们一个确据。
I will be with you always.
我要总是跟你们同在。
To the end of the age.
直到世界的末了。
So I, Jesus Christ,
我主耶稣,
it's the risen one, the Lord of all.
哦,是, 复活的主, 是万主之主,
and the Emmanuel,
是 Emmanuel,
and the one who has been given all authorities,
是那位得了全部的所有的权柄,
the all authorities in heaven and on earth,
地上, 天上所有的权柄,
and I will be with you.
这一位要与我们同在,
and not just with you,
不光是 和我们同
在。But always with you.
而且是总是永远。
What a wonderful reminder here.
这里是多么奇妙的一个确据。
What a wonderful reminder.
一个提醒。
So, you know, why do I say reminder?
为什么我会说提醒呢？
Because if you remember in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1 verse 23,
如果你记得马太福音第一章的二十三节，
when the angel announced the birth of Jesus Christ,
当天使宣告主耶稣的出生的时候，
what did he say? You shall call him. So the angel said to Mary, so you shall call him Emmanuel.
天使呢当时说你们要叫他以马内利。
So at back then it's an Emmanuel, but now he says, I will be with you always.
以马内利就是与你同在总是。
So it's not with you just to a certain point.
不是说只暂时的与你同在一会儿。
Or to a point until you give up.
直到你放弃的那一时候。
Or until you have done enough for the gospel.
或者是你传了足够的福音的时候。
But it will be with you always to the end of the age.
而是说总是与你同在直到世界的末了。
So brothers and sisters here.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So as you go out to carry out the great command.
当你出去来实现这个传福音的。
And remember this.
记得。
The X factor of the evangelism.
这个神奇的那个独特的。
It's not the strength and ability and the power of the man.
不是人的能力人的力量。
But the authority and the power of the presence of Jesus Christ.
而是主耶稣的同在所带的那个权柄和那个能力。
And knowing this is indeed a great comfort.
知道这一点呢是非常大的一个安慰。
So if you're looking back for this short three verses.
当我们来看这短短的三节经文的时候。
So if you know Jesus gave them the great command to go and make disciples.
你知道主耶稣给了他们命令说去让他们去传福音。
And this great command is preceded by the great claim.
在这个命令之前呢，是一个伟大的一个宣告。
The claim that only Jesus can make.
只有这个宣告呢，只有主耶稣才能做。
It is all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him.
那就是所有的天上地下所有的权柄都已经得了给了耶稣。
And this great command is followed by the great promise.
在这个大在这个大的伟大的命令之后呢，有一个伟大的应许。
And so the Lord will always be with us.
那就是主要永远与我们同在。
What a comfort!
这是何等大的一个。
And what an encouragement!
这是何等大的安慰。
So, brothers and sisters, as we gather together the church family today.
所以今天当我们聚集在一起。
So as we revisit the Great Commission.
当我们重新来重温这个大使命的时候，
and I hope we, as we review the greatness of the Great Commission, can encourage you to go out even more.
当我们来讲述到大使命的伟大之处的时候，我希望能够鼓励你们出去。
I will challenge each and every one of you here who are here as attend great OBC Church.
我们每个人。
I'll challenge you.
我要来挑战一下你们。
So from now, here is August to the end of the month, Christmas, each and everyone bring at least two or three people to this church. So we still have a lot of empty space upstairs and downstairs.
Let's
fill up this church. Not just for the barbecues.
并不是让人来参加我们
的烧烤。A barbecue is great.
烧烤是好的。
Once a year in the summer is good.
在夏天，一年一次是非常好的。
But I have to tell you, brothers and sisters.
但是呢，我必须告诉你们，弟兄姊妹们。
It is like a weekly in, weekly out biblical teaching of the word that can change people's heart.
你知道最重要的事情，是每天、每个星期、每一周、每一个周的圣经的教导才能改变人的心。
For that, I praise the Lord for the faithfulness of this leaders at this church.
为了这个呢，我感谢这个教会的领袖们，他们的信、忠实、忠诚。
So let's challenge ourselves.
让我们来挑战我们自己。
Let's find a buddy.
让我们来找到一个同伴。
Let's encourage each other.
让我们彼此的鼓励。
Let's have say, okay, how many you bring this to the church this morning?
Sorry.
Let's ask each other how many you bring to the church.
让我们互相来问说，我们彼此都带了。 带了谁来到这个教会。
So let's ask each other every week.
让我们彼此的每一周的来互相问。
Let's pray for at least one or two of the guests you bring to the church will be converted and make this be a new disciple of this church.
至少我们这些带来的人里面有一些呢会成为信徒。
So back to the topic, the greatness of the Great Commission.
让我们回到我们的话题，就是大使命的伟大之处。
We have the great claim we can trust.
我们有一个伟大的宣告，我们可以信的。
We have a great command we have to obey.
我们有一个伟大的命令，我们必须要去遵守的。
So earlier we sang a beautiful hymn, "Trust and Obey."
在刚才呢，我们唱了一首歌，叫做《信而顺服》。
So for some those people who may know this, we have sung this last month.
其实我们这首
这首歌上个周也
上
个月
上一周也唱过这首歌。
So I specifically asked Masao to sing this song.
我特别的要求 Masao 呢再安排一次。
The lyrics are beautiful.
这个歌词呢写的非常好。
So if you remember the first stanza.
在第一节里面。
So when we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word.
在主真道光中。
What a glory He sheds on our way.
我与主救主同行，何等荣耀照亮我路程。
Why we do His good will？
当我们做他的尊主旨意的时候
，He abides with us still。
主肯与我同行。
And with all who will trust and obey。
信靠顺服。
Trust and obey。
信靠顺服。
For there is no other way。
因为没有其他的。
To be happy in Jesus。
要在主耶稣里得快乐。
But trust and obey。
唯有信靠顺服。
So it's a very famous missionary Hudson Taylor.
戴德生呢是一位非常有名的传教士。
And in his life, he always emphasized this point.
他在他的一生当中呢，他强调一点。
It's about the Great Commission.
是就是关于大使命的。
And he famously said this.
他曾经这样讲。
Great Commission is not an option to be considered.
大使命不是一个你去考虑一下的事情。
So it is a command.To be obeyed.
是一个你必须要去服从的事情。
So may we trust him as he has all authority in heaven and earth.
愿我们都相信主耶稣有天上地下所有的权柄。
May we obey his command to fulfill the great commission as he is our Lord.
让我们愿意来顺服他，因为他是我们的主。
But this is not in and of ourselves.
这但是传福音并不是我们自己的。
But he abides in us.
是因为他与我们同在。
Always to the end of the age.
总是与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你的话语。
We thank you for the clarity of the Bible.
我们谢谢圣经的明确的信息。
And thank you for the privilege to carry out the gospel to the end of the earth.
谢谢我们有这个特权可以来把。
And may we go wherever you send us.
我们知道，不管你去猜我们去哪里
，Because you have all authority，
因为你有所有的权柄
，And there's no one like you，
没有一个人像你的。
We thank you for the great comfort，
我们也谢谢你伟大的安慰
，That you will be always with us，
因为你要与我们永远同在。
It is in Jesus' name we pray，
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen。
Amen。